Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I'm back from Edinburgh. You're back from the void. This is a Squid Hat Records special, and this is the Dirty Panties. Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
My apologies that I'm a bit husky. I've been at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival for 3 weeks and I did 60 shows in 20 days. It's bound to take it out of you at some point.
Wow.
Especially when you're doing at least 2 pints a show. That was the Dirty Panties in their track called Confited. What is their website?
Dirtypanties.com.
Sorry, what did you say?
TheDirtyPanties.com.
Yeah, well done, Tony. One for you being the internet nil. That was a get out for you. Yeah, it is. And all of the bands we're playing this week are signed to Squid Hat Records in Las Vegas. And Squid Hat have been sending us stuff every now and again over the last sort of year or two. And they've just done their latest compilation called New Ink Volume 2, featuring 10 bands with 2 tracks for each band. I've picked 8 and a track from each. And in other words, it's a punk label. Don't be under any illusions here. This is a punk show.
Cool.
I've got some additional material for you.
Excellent.
I'm very excited about this. You'll find out why any second now. First up, if you have a poem for us, yeah, that's right. If you have a poem for us, do send your poems to Poetry Corner, titling them Poetry Corner, to paulieb@punkyradio.com. That's what Joni H. Jizz did just now.
Hey, excellent.
Come on. We haven't heard from Joni H. Jizz in ages. We don't know who Joni H. Jizz is, do we?
No idea.
The mystery lesbian. And here goes. Hey, P&T. It's like the usual. It's always a fine musical feast, from you punky boys to me in the east. So thanks both you lads, as you empty your nads in another round of pummeling the priest. Joni H. Jizz, the Beijing babe bumper. Is she in Beijing? That's what we don't know.
We just don't know.
We don't know anything about Joni H. Jizz, but I'm starting to think that with the priest reference, maybe she saw the photo I posted on Facebook not long ago of me looking rather sexy.
Yeah.
Don't know whether you saw that, Tony.
I did, yeah.
And how did it make you feel?
Disturbed.
I was hoping you'd go with warm and gooey inside, but all right, fair enough. There is a more disturbing one in that priest outfit that I will be posting presently. Also, if you have a joke for us at Punky Radio, please do email your joke, titling it Comedy Suburbs, to PaulieB at punkyradio.com. That's what Glombongo pissed off in the Congo did, Tony.
Excellent.
I know.
Back to form.
This is just like the old days. Here goes. Watch it, Paulie. I have to find somewhere to live, and today I looked at a house with period of features. I'll do that again. I have to find somewhere to live, and today I looked at a house with period features. She hates it when I call her that. So, yes, there you go. That's both sides of the male-female divide there. I think we've done a great job. So, now, I'm just going to close that. There may have been a minor noise. And get on with the second track. Should we do that?
Yep.
As I say, all the bands this week are via Squid Hat Records. This is a band called The Gashers. What is their website?
TheGashers.com.
There is definitely a pattern developing here. Tony 2, probably be the internet, nil. Panic.
Give, take, break. Watch your freedom fade away. Think of things, frankly. Don't stop to panic. Grab your guns, don't hesitate. Get your baby trash. Never get yourself, save self. For they come and get you too.
We
don't need
to battle. And you should be frantic. We don't stop to suffer. Then you start to panic. Reality is fatal. By now you should be frantic. We don't stop to suffer. Then you start to panic.
Daybreak, watch your freedom fade away. Become slave, break away. Don't stop your panic. Grab guns, don't hesitate. Get your baby be drastic. Protect yourself, save yourself. Before they come and get you.
We
are
the fatal. I know you should be frantic. We don't stop to suffer. Then you start to panic. Reality is fatal. By now you should be frantic. We don't stop to suffer. Then you start to
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I've got my laptop nestled in my lap this week.
Excellent.
Thanks very much. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Excellent, go for it.
Thanks for your Facebook comments so far. If you are on Facebook and you do want to leave us a comment, please do so. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, and leave us a comment. It's that simple. We've had a few over the past couple of weeks. Obviously, the past couple of weeks have been specials that were pre-recorded through time travel and everything. So we're going to a bit to catch up on. So I've got three this week. First up from Cynthia Brewer, who just says, love, love, love Punky Radio. Thank you very much. I think you may be a new listener or something, but first time we've heard from you, so thanks for that.
A, she's a new listener, and B, she's clearly crazy. If she said,
I'm thankful.
Think all right, Punky Radio, I'd take this seriously.
And a comment from Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Who's Murph of the Yeti, I think. It would be. Was not expecting the end track to this week's show. Yeah, that would be my nonsense a few weeks ago.
Ah, the safety dance.
No one expects that.
Yeah, it's like the Spanish Inquisition in that respect.
Exactly. But hey, it went down pretty well. A few good comments about it and everything. So
it's a quality track. And how many likes have you got now?
Oh, I don't know.
Did you check?
I should check.
You must be near a ton. Like Tony. Remind people how they can like Tony.
Yep, go to facebook.com/ The Tony Hearn. Like the page, and there's a few tracks on there, and I'll be posting more as I record. I'm going to try and record some more of these kazoo ones. I've got a few ideas. So,
yeah.
I'll
and,
do that.
And yeah. Like me, with soft hands.
Excellent. And one last comment from Jane Dickey, who says,
"Hi, Jane.
Loving the podcast, guys. Brilliant music, and the banter ain't bad at all. Cheers." Well, I'll take that. I'll be absolutely fine. Thank you very much. Again,
yeah,
maybe
thanks,
new listener.
Look, I'll tell you what. When you leave comments for us, it's all very well saying, great show, like it and all that. We really, really appreciate that. But why not add some suggestions or some bands you really like that you've heard so we can play them on the show again, and just basically add a bit more.
Yeah. Give us a bit of feedback. Favourite songs from shows, etc. Anything like that. That's it for Facebook.
Well, I don't know about favourite songs from shows. What about a favourite song called Shoe? How about that, eh? Fancy that?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, this is the Pet Tigers. Shoe! You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I got sent a song by Marv.
Okay.
That's a punk ukulele number.
Punk ukulele?
We might play it next week if I can bring myself to. You know I don't like ukuleles.
Nah.
It's quite funny, though. Now, I call them the Pet Tigers. It might be Pet Tigers. What is their website?
PetTigers.com.
No, pettigersband.com. Nice try. I threw you a curveball. Tony, threw you a curveball. Yeah. Probably be the internet one, Tony, two. Did you do anything last week?
I spent most of it lying on my side in bed, watching Breaking Bad. I watched every episode so far of Breaking Bad, about 56 episodes in a week.
Jesus!
Yeah.
You're like one of those people who download every punky.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly like that.
In other words, not quite right
in the head. Not quite right in the head, yeah.
So how has that made you feel, watching 56 episodes of Breaking Bad? Are you a different guy?
Like cooking crystal meth might be a good career choice.
Yeah, really?
Hmm. It's good money.
Well, I'm not earning much. Why not send me the recipe? I've had a mad 3 weeks. I did the Edinburgh Fringe Festival with my show, Paul B. Edwards Doesn't Know What Day It Is. It was a slow start.
Yeah.
But the show improved as it went on, and by the last week, I really had got it sussed. Loads and loads of things happened to me in Edinburgh. I have a feeling that I'll just be sort of mentioning them as they occur to me over the coming weeks. One thing I would say is, do you remember Lorraine Chase?
Of course I do.
Did you come here from Paradise? No, Luton Airport. She kissed me.
Did she? At
the Fringe Festival, yeah. And she did something else as well. She's a bit drunk. I probably shouldn't say this. She's a bit drunk. But she copped a feel as well.
She touched your willy?
Yeah. Not down trousers. Just She just sort of went, hey, like that.
As she patted it on the head slightly.
Yeah, no, totally. She patted it on the head. She was basically, we had two drinks, and because I was talking to her, people kept walking over to say hi, Paul, because they wanted to be introduced to her. And she was, and we were having a really good laugh. And so each time someone walked over, she would hold the drink so I could shake hands, and then I would hold the drinks while I shook hands with her. Mm. And after about four goes, when I was holding both the drinks, she went, ha, how about that? I went, oh. And then I saw her a fortnight later. I went, hi, and she went, and you are. I felt so used.
Is that show business for you?
That's show biz. I may have dreamt the whole thing, to be honest.
Fair enough.
Right, so we're going to play two tracks in a row now.
Okay.
Listen out for The People's Whiskey. As I say, all of these bands are on Squid Hat Records. Oh, what's, for bonus points, what's Squid Hat Records website?
SquidHatRecords.com.
It is. Tony 3 pulled it in. Said, well, make sure you check out Squid Hat Records. This is The Quitters. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheQuitters.
No, Facebook.com/QuittersPunk. Paul B. Inset 2, Tony 3. This is Gulf Coast Beach Party.
We'll be right back.
Gummy twat.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
We will have a new bed coming soon as well. I will send you the tracks through because I already have them. Really, really good surf punk style, Kimberly type team. Excellent. That was the People's Whiskey in a track called Pills. What is their Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/ the People's Whiskey.
It is Tony Four, Pauly B, and the internet too. I'm sorry, I don't have more information about each band, but they've all come through on the compilation. So, and some of them I haven't heard of before. So, do just check out the websites and find out more about them. Basically, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Yep, another week, another weekend of gigs at the 12 Bar Club. Sunday night, this, I think it's an open mic night again, so if you want to see Mike being open before, do check it out. I think it's about £3 to get in, but we're going to do Thursday to Saturday for the gigs. So this Thursday, it's a Hieronymus Bish Bosh night, featuring Lovers Electric, The Bobo Bells, Jazz DeLorean and Attitude, and a late set from Danny Taylor.
Ooh.
So Thursday evening, how much do you think that would be?
£6.
It is. Friday night, it's a Marshall Moonshine Presents Bamalam. The Great Malarkey, the Ricky Sea
Quartet. Great Malarkey. We've played them a couple of times. They're great.
Yeah. Thought you rang a bell.
Oh, oh, Buckets of Blood. Do you remember that one? No. Brilliant. Great album.
The Ricky Sea Quartet, Dan Razza and the Shrouds, Sophie Jameson and the Role Models.
I'm recommending that.
Yeah. Friday night. How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Brilliant.
And Saturday night, London Calling Night, The Fits and Shocks of Mighty, and Minister's Dead.
Whoa, Minister's Dead, love them.
Yeah, and Death Owls. Minister's Dead is, I think, Matty, isn't it?
It's Matty, who's also the big singer in the Beastie Boys.
Cool.
And they are a great live act, Minister's Dead, really brilliant. Think Dead Kennedys, but a bit sort of young and updated, if you like. Mm. Really, really good band.
So yeah, how much do you think Saturday night?
£6.
It is.
I'll get it.
Six.
It is the number of the beast.
And that's it. That's all the gigs.
Well done. So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar. I thought of some great jokes while I was in Edinburgh.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you.
Good.
Right, so we've got another track coming up now. A band called Guilty by Association, Tony. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Guilty by Association.
No, Facebook.com/Guilty Sin City. Pull the internet 3, Tony 4. This is Break Me.
Break me down.
Trofost.
You're listening to Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Guilty by Association and Break Me. This is a proper punk show this week. I'm sure you've appreciated that by now. Right, so, thing is, I'm not doing anything this week other than going down to my mum's caravan in Bournemouth and having a few days off.
Okay.
I've been working very hard, so I don't know whether I'll catch a band while I'm there or what I'll do, but I'm going to be taking it easy. How about you?
Yeah, same pretty much. I mean, as little as I normally do, I'm doing even less this week.
Right.
Because I generally don't move from my bed.
Right. Are there any more episodes of Breaking Bad to watch?
No, there's not. There was another one on Sunday, sorry, but I've just watched it. So I'm fully caught up.
So what entire series would you be thinking about now?
Well, I don't know, people suggested Game of Thrones, but
I quite like Game of Thrones.
Do you? I've not watched any.
I haven't watched it in order. I just catch the odd one, but I quite like it.
Yeah. Oh, maybe Game of Thrones then. I don't really think much of anything else I'm really interested in. Breaking Bad was just suggested because everyone says it's great, and it was good.
Yeah, I think you like Game of Thrones. It'll remind you of your Dungeons and Dragons days.
Oh yeah, with the 12-sided dice. Yes.
I beg your pardon. I know nothing about that.
That's all I know.
Oh, is it? Right. I have got something to say here.
Okay.
Something else that happened in Edinburgh. I was during the last week. I was finishing my show with a little dance, and then when the dance finished, I was jumping over the monitors and running to the back of the room so I could hold the bucket so people could leave money for me on the way out. I didn't want anybody leaving without it, until one of the first days in the last week when I went to do this massive jump over the monitors, caught my foot in a mic lead and absolutely stacked it. Ooh. Right, and it was caught on CCTV, and I filmed the footage of CCTV, but I filmed the CCTV footage on my phone, so the recording's terrible, so it looks like a ghost, and I put it up on YouTube as Space Ghost Face Plant. If you go to YouTube and just type in Space Ghost Face Plant, you'll see an unbelievable 50 seconds of video, basically. And I put a track underneath it, King Salami and the Cumberland 3, Big Chief, I put underneath it, and I didn't match up the video with the music. It just happened to fit it exactly. I don't want to explain anymore, but go to YouTube, type in Space Ghost Face Plant, and if you like it, please share it, because I really want it to go viral, because it just shows me very nearly killing myself. How?
Yeah, Jesus.
How I just got up from that, I don't know. But anyway, Space Ghost Face Plant. Just type that in at YouTube and enjoy, and tell your friends about it, and let them see it as well, because it just... It's already had about 150 hits on YouTube, and it went on some comedy website called Joke Pit, and in one day it got 400 views. I think an awful lot of comics wanted to see me nearly die. It's great. Right then, should we have another song?
Yeah.
This is Surrounded by Thieves. Red Wine, fuck you.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There was Surrounded by Thieves, a track called Red, White, Fuck You. What is Surrounded by Thieves' website?
Surroundedbythieves.com.
Yes, it is. I think that's Tony 5, probably in Internet 3, isn't it? Because you got the bonus point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You've won it.
Excellent.
Good work. Have you got a track for us?
I do.
Excellent. Go for it.
If you have got a twat to nominate, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want my twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Please do email me. We've had very little twat this year. Let's end the year on a high. Email me now.
Let's get those twats coming.
Let's get them in. So this week, from Big Papa Bear.
Big Papa Bear.
Big Papa Bear.
Who could that be?
Greg Cooper.
Whoa.
Still none the wiser. Okay, just a listener. He says, Tony, I nominate Paul Ebbs of Pitsea, Essex for twatting. The man is a total twat. In fact, I would classify him as a narcissistic cock-juggling thundercunt.
Oh, excellent work. That's from Blade Trinity, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a great line.
Case of the prosecution. Creates conflict and argument on a well-known social networking site of a kinky nature. Bullies the friends of one of his girlfriend's ex, including bad-mouthing one's business to the point of libel. Ignored by everyone sick of his shtick, but continues to be a prick to the point where the moderators of said kinky Facebook have issued a final warning pre-IP address blocking him. Then he rants about being the victim of bullying. Has a number of online profiles which converse publicly with each other to appear like he has support for his twattery. The upset he caused has recently stopped friends meeting at events in case him and his harpies turn up and cause misery, disharmony and conflict. Encourages slash makes a recovering bulimic vomit and posts pictures on the internet. Thinks the world should be in awe of him as he is a psychiatric professional and professional writer. As if no one has ever been educated or creative. I don't brag about having my poetry read out on Punky Radio, for fuck's sake. Sits the wrong way around on chairs.
No, I don't think anyone does.
Sits the wrong way around on chairs and eardrums whilst educating anyone within 30 feet about how good a drummer Stuart Copeland off the Police actually is. Just an all-round twat. Love to your mothers, Big Papa Bear.
Thank you very much, Big Papa Bear. I think that's absolutely justified.
I think that's fine. So, for various online twattery, Paul Ebbs of Pitsea, Essex...
is a twat. Now, I have an additional twat here.
Okay.
Me. All right. One other thing I did at Edinburgh. I'm not proud of this. What was I thinking? I watched The Half Naked Chef.
Okay.
8 days out of nine. I will tell you more about The Half Naked Chef next week, probably. But on the last day, I was sat outside waiting for it to start and saw Stuart Lee and his missus go into the Indian restaurant next door.
Okay.
And I ran in and went, Stuart, will you pop next door and say hi to Stompy? The audience were assembling, it'd be really funny. I don't think he recognised me.
Oh,
and I think he thought I was just a punter hassling him. And before he even sat down, he stood up and left again. And I felt really bad because I bet I'd just ruined his evening. He sort of snuck into the tiny curry house, going to have a nice meal, no hassle. And I ran in and did it. And I can only, if you know Stuart Lee, please do apologise for me because we have met a few times. We do know each other, but I understand that I might have looked a bit different. He wouldn't have been expecting me. And I'd probably really upset him. So, an additional twattage is me on South College Street in Edinburgh for approaching Stuart Lee when he's clearly out for a quiet meal and I should have left him alone is a twat. I know, it's only fair. I have to publicly twat myself there for saying that. Because you do bump into all sorts of famous people while you're up there and that, and then you kind of forget that they maybe just want to be left alone sometimes because you sort of know them, but you don't know them well, and it wasn't the right circumstance to do it. So I do apologise, basically. Right, there we go. Okay. Last track. How about this? Blood Cocks, UK. Like the sound of that?
I do.
You will do when you hear it. It's a great song. Again, on Squid Hat Records, the best way to find out about them is to go to squidhatrecords.com or check out their own website, which is...
bloodcocks.co.uk?
No, bloodcocksuk.com. Probably means that 4, Tony 5. If I'm not giving you that extra point, it would have been a draw. It's actually Bloodcocks Suck. like the smears suck.
Yeah, yeah.
Blood cock suck. You don't want to be sucking a blood cock, do you? Ooh.
God, no.
Grief. Girls.
Girls and triple one for dick and striving. Girls and girls and girls, 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 come on, girl, won't you drive me to France? Girls and girls and I'll be fixing always rubbing. Girls and girls and to the girls and toilets running. Girls and girls and playing people's life is sucking. Cut the fucking love goes. Girls, I won't dance. Come on, baby, won't you give me a chance? I won't dance. Come on, girl, wanna get in your hands? I won't dance. Come on, girl, won't you give me a chance? I won't dance. Come on, girl, won't you drive me to France? Girls and girls and thanks for money, go use rubbers. Girls and girls and triple up and pick a scrubbing. Girls and girls and girls and girls. Girls and girls and girls and girls. Girls and girls and girls and girls and bloody fucking love those girls. Bloody fucking love those girls.
Oh, hey. In a cabin down by a canyon.
Well, that's about it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed Punky Radio. My voice just about held up miraculously. It should be back a bit more by next week. If you are in the Bournemouth area, you might see me over the weekend just having a little holiday in my shorts. My apologies in advance to the people of the South Coast, Andy. Now, Bournemouth, is that Dorset or Hampshire? It's Dorset.
Dorset.
My apologies to the people of Southeast Dorset in advance for me having my knobbly knees out. It's unlikely you'll see Tony unless you break into his bedroom. That's about right, isn't it? Perhaps you could just remind people of the internet stations that carry our show.
Sure, we are on the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and we're on Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C worldradio.com.
Make sure you check that out. Make sure you check out squidhatrecords.com. This has been Punky Radio. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
Bunch of guns.